On December 10th, the ISD 166 school board met in a four-hour work session to discuss a number of items in preparation for the new year. The budget was one of the chief topics on the agenda. According to Superintendent Beth Schwartz, the district is trying to live within tight restrictions.
We're watching the bottom line very carefully, but we can't predict things. We had a walk-in cooler that went down last night. That's going to be an unexpected cost, and right now we just don't have, our funds aren't healthy enough to take unexpected crises like that. And obviously we need a walk-in cooler because we have to keep our food frozen. And we had a van go down, and that again is cost we weren't expecting. So we are overspending more than what we anticipated.
Unplanned expenses are not the board's only concern. The school still does not know what to expect from St. Paul.
Right now, at this point, the news that we keep hearing is that things are not going to be favorable for schools, that the $6.2, $6.3 billion deficit that they are predicting as of December 3rd is going to be tough on all organizations, and that in addition to shifts, we may end up having to take an actual per pupil reduction in funding.
One way the district could save money or even make money is by making space available to other businesses or organizations. Schwartz said she's been talking with the management consultants used by the Community Center Planning Committee.
I shared with them some of the ideas that the staff had as we look at our numbers dropping and came up with some exciting ideas for reorganizing the building, which would potentially open up the district office and the community ed offices for perhaps rental space, or at least at a minimum to reduce the heat down to a minimum just to keep pipes from freezing, turn off the lights, and then use our custodial staff more efficiently on the other end of the building.
Longtime board member Rod Wanabu is leaving at the end of February, and the board is advertising for his replacement. The board can appoint a new member to fill out Wanabu's term. However, Schwartz said no one has come forward for consideration as yet. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.